WGLT Normal, a service of Illinois State University, with Radio Munson. Gene Krupa's band. That's Gene Krupa's band and How High the Moon. That was a great band. Jerry Mulligan was still a teenager. Well, he was almost to his 20th birthday. He was 19 years old when he wrote that arrangement for drummer Krupa and his guys, which included Doc Severinsen and Ernie Royal playing trumpets and Kai Winding playing a little trombone there. And we heard Phil Woods playing alto. I'm not sure who the tenor saxophonist was. I think it was Eddie Wasserman and How High the Moon. Well, a caller from East Peoria says, regardless of how high the moon is, the raindrops are coming from somewhere. They're getting some light rain, I think, at the moment, or was. They were a few minutes ago when he called. But a lot of lightning and thunder in the area. So there is some rain shower activity in central Illinois tonight. I've been reading a book that I sort of anticipated because it was highly touted to jazz radio folks across the country. A thing about the about Hugh Hefner and his Playboy empire. And no, it's not what you're thinking. It's about how they created a just a great platform for jazz music through the 1950s and 1960s and into the 1970s. And you know, the old joke about I bought the magazine for to read the articles. Well, of course, there were the articles, and there was that other thing. And then there was jazz music as well. I mean, think about it. Hefner loved jazz. And when he opened up the Playboy clubs, I mean, you can do a certain amount of it in the magazine. But he started opening the Playboy clubs, the first one in Chicago, and then eventually has them all over the world. They had a regular circuit where they got the best jazz artists and just on the fringes of jazz, playing in all these clubs and doing very well. It surprised me that one of them was a group that I remember being on the Ed Sullivan Show and on TV a lot back in the 50s, called the Kirby Stone Four. The guy who formed the group was a World War II vet. Well, I think all four of them were. But Kirby, his real name was Herbert. So he had his first group was called Herbie and his Pebbles, Herbie Stone and his Pebbles. And then you decide, well, I'll just make it Kirby. We'll make it Kirby, the Kirby Stone Four. And they were playing in this Playboy circuit and were highly thought of at the time. I thought that was rather odd. They had the, supposedly, still, the definitive arrangement of a real well-known song that came from Kismet, which was playing on Broadway at the time.
Baubles, bangles, hear how they ring, jing-a-ling-a-ling, baubles, bangles, bright shiny beads, sparkles, spangles, her heart will ring, jing-a-ling-a-ling, wearing baubles, bangles, and beads, she'll glitter and gleam, so make somebody dream, so that someday I may buy her a ring, jing-a-ling-a-ling, I've heard that's where it leads, when you're wearing baubles, bangles, bright, shiny beads, pop, pop. Someday I may buy her a ring, jing-a-ling-a-ling, I've heard that's where it leads, when you're wearing baubles, bangles, bright, shiny beads, bright, shiny beads.
Kirby Stone 4, they made the Playboy beads. Clubs. I think the book that I'm reading is, to be honest, I don't want to tout the book because it's really poorly written, to be honest. I think Patty Farmer is the person who has done the writing, and it just looked like a sort of patched together. But there is some interesting information about all these jazz artists who were part of the Playboy scene back in the day. Anita O'Day was there. She played some of the Playboy clubs. Here she is with the Bill Holman arrangement.
Look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies, that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the sky are blazing, their light can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes has me with love. Thank you. eyes I see Sam begins bewitching me. Is that old devil moon that you stole from the sky? Is that old devil moon in your eye? You and your glance make this robot too hot to handle. Stars in the sky blazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry with a coon, wanna laugh like a loon. Ooh, devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, oh, devil moon deep in your eyes lies me with love. With love, with love.
Anita O'Day, Bill Holman's arrangement. Yeah. Well, I mean, might not be able to see Old Devil Moon tonight. We could have about a 40% chance of showers through central Illinois. And then mostly cloudy day tomorrow. But by tomorrow night, it's going to clear off and we'll be able to see Old Devil Moon. I'm not sure what time the moon comes up tomorrow night, but about 45 degrees for the low tomorrow night, and then a sunny day on Saturday with the temperatures not quite climbing to 70, about 68 degrees for the high temperature on Saturday. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. I brought in something with Clark Terry this evening. Clark Terry just played wonderful flugelhorn and a trumpet, sometimes both of them, holding one in each hand. And he's recorded with everybody. Here's the thing he did with Oscar Peterson, the great pianist, and his trio. Song goes back into the 1950s and 60s called I Want a Little Girl.
Thank you. Support for JLT comes from the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, providing a weekly calendar of events.
This is Matt Hawkins, Sports Marketing Manager for the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau and Sports Commission. Here are some of the great events happening in our area this weekend. It's homecoming week at Illinois Wesleyan University. 40 different events to celebrate Titan Green, including a football game against Millikan University at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday. A benefit to celebrate Habitat for Humanity of McLean County's 30th anniversary will take place at the Castle Theater on Friday at 6:30 p.m. Entertainment will be provided by the Midwest Dueling Pianos. David Cassidy of the Partridge Family fame will be playing his hits on Friday at 7:30 p.m. at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. On Sunday at 11 a.m., the Evergreen Cemetery Walk will feature costumed actors portraying individuals representing all walks of life from McLean County's past on the grounds of Evergreen Memorial Cemetery. For more information on these events or to submit an event, visit the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau website at visitbn.org. Thank you.
That's Patrick Williams and his band and his arrangement of an old Sinatra song. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. Not this Saturday. Plenty going on this Saturday. And that was Phil Teal, who was playing bass trombone, and the solo bass played by Chuck Berghofer on Radio Munson as we get down real low this evening. I'm glad you're aboard wherever you are. My email address is don@wglt.org. don@wglt.org. Here's Keeley Smith.
This love of mine goes on and on. Though life is empty since you have gone, you're always on my mind. Though out of sight, it's lonesome through the day. I cried my heart out, it's bound to break. Since nothing matters, let it break. I ask the sun and the moon and the stars that shine, what's to become of it, this love of.
Keeley Smith, I was talking to a trombone-playing Bloomingtonian the other day, and he said, I love to hear Keeley Smith on Radio Munson. He said, I think she's an underappreciated star. I think maybe he's right about that. I mean, Keeley Smith just does some great stuff. She could stand up in front of any band. That's another song that was identified with Sinatra. Here's a guy who started the Newport Jazz Festival, George Ween. He died about a week ago, maybe a little less than a week ago, at age 90. He had just had his 90th birthday, I believe. George Ween, W-E-I-N, opened his own jazz club called Storyville in Boston, and he established the Storyville record label. He also began to teach a course at Boston University in the history of jazz. But he was out playing in his club and other clubs, playing piano and singing songs. In 1954, he was invited to the very first Newport gathering and talked to some people who wanted to fund a jazz festival. So he said, I'll organize it. It was the first outdoor jazz festival in the United States. This was in 1954. It became an annual tradition, the Newport Jazz Festival. And George went on to start a number of festivals in other cities, including the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, the Playboy Jazz Festival in Los Angeles. And George Ween was a remarkable guy. Carol and I got to see him and a great Newport All-Stars jazz combo about, I think, maybe 10, 15 years ago in Jazz at Lincoln Center in Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola, which is just a great venue. And George was telling a few stories and playing piano and singing songs. Here's one he did, played piano and sang, I think, a great song. I think probably in about 1960.
I'm sentimental, so I walk in the rain. I've got some habits even I can't explain. I start for the corner, turn up in Spain. Why try to change me now? I sit and daydream, I've got daydreams galore. Cigarette ashes, there they go on the floor. Go away weekends, leave my keys in the door. Why try to change me now? Why can't I be more conventional? People talk, people stare, so I try. That's not for me, 'cause I can't see my kind of crazy world go passing me by. Let people wonder, let them laugh, let them frown. You know I love you till the moon's upside down. Don't you remember, I was always your clown. Why try to change me now? Conventional. People talk, people stare, so I try. That's not for me, 'cause I can't see my kind of crazy world go passing me by. Let people wonder, let them laugh, let them frown. You know I love you till the moon's upside down. Don't you remember, I was always your clown. Oh, I tried to change me now.
George Wein. Cy Coleman wrote that song. It was Bobby Hackett's trumpet on Radio Munson.
It's not the canoe, it isn't the river or sky that all blue, it isn't the love dreams that bring joy to you, it's the girl, oh, it's the girl, it isn't the Brooklyn that you always wander to, it isn't the mountain, flower, or the morning dew, it isn't the loneliness that brings love to you. It's a girl that makes you happy, and it's a girl that makes you blue.
You are bound, I'll bound. What a lonely world would be without them.
It isn't the song words, the song that they sing. It isn't the sunshine that makes you like spring. So what is this magic that makes all the thing? It's a girl, oh, it's a girl. Thank you.
Some folks need atmosphere when they're making love. They say old Mother Nature makes love grand. Still others will complain that they need the shore. If you're a Romeo, you'll understand.
It isn't the paddle, it's not the canoe, it isn't the river of skies that are blue. It isn't the love dreams that bring joy to you.
Wherever you go, whatever you do,
it's the girl, it isn't the brunette that you wanted to do. It isn't the mound and the flowers all the morning dew. It isn't the love nest that brings love to you. It's the girl, it's the girl.
Yeah, the Boswell Sisters. I'm not sure what year that was, but it was before 1935, I think, when swing music really took hold. And I think it was the Dorsey Brothers Band. It's a girl. Well, there were three of them, three Bozzies. I'm going to play something by an adventurous, excitable, exuberant vibraphonist Terry Gibbs and his great Los Angeles band. A great arrangement that Bill Holman did of Don't Be That Way. You don't have to. Don't have to if you don't want to. We'll do that coming up in just a few minutes. Here's Teresa Brewer. Yeah, that Teresa Brewer. You know, the last album she did was a wonderful jazz album. It's called Softly I Swing. And it featured saxophonist David Murray and a trio of Kenny Barron on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Grady Tate on drums. And Teresa Brewer singing evergreens like this one.
Don't blame me for falling in love with you. Under your spell, but how can I help it? Don't blame me. Can't you see when you do the things you do? If I can't conceal the thrill that I'm feeling, don't blame me. I can't help it. If that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love, blame your kiss as sweet as a kiss can be. Blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but thank you. kiss can be. And blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't
Support for GLT comes from State Farm Bank, proud to support financial literacy as a sponsor of Sound Money, a regular feature focusing on personal finance heard during GLT's Sound Ideas, weekdays at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Additional information at statefarmbank.com. This is GLT.
Thank you.
That was a heck of a band, wasn't it? Terry Gibbs, and he called it his dream band, playing at the Seville in Hollywood in 1959, a thing that Bob Brookmeyer arranged of Don't Be That Way, a song identified with Benny Goodman many years before that. It was a great band. Al Porcino and Ray Tescari were playing trumpets, but that was Stu Williamson, who played one trumpet, and Conti Condoli, who played the other one. Well, what a great trumpet section. And Bill Holman and Med Flory in the tenor sax department. Pete Jolly was a pianist. Mel Lewis is a guy playing drums. And the great Terry Gibbs playing vibes. Before that, that was Teresa Brewer and Don't Blame Me. That was a Jimmy McHugh, Dorothy Fields song. And David Murray was a guy playing tenor with Teresa, with Kenny Barron on piano, Ron Carter on bass. And Grady Tate was a guy playing drums. Here's a, I get probably the biggest female jazz singing star in Great Britain right now. Her name is Claire Martin, and anything she records just is golden over across the pond. It's a song that Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen wrote, and Jim Mullen is playing guitar with Claire Martin.
Love is funny, or it's sad, or it's quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad, but beautiful. Thinking I wouldn't mind at all. Love is tearful or it's gay. It's a problem. That would be but beautiful, I know. Thank you. its game. It's a problem or it's play. It's a heartache either way, but you. That would be but beautiful. That would be but beautiful. That would be but beautiful. I know.
That's Claire Martin, Britain's Own. Isn't that a great song? It's 8:55. This is Edie Gourmet.
Gee, it's all fine and dandy, sugar candy, when I've got you. Then I only see the sunny side. Even trouble has its funny side. But when you're gone, sugar candy, I get so lonesome, get so blue. But when you're handy, it's so fine and dandy. But when you're gone, what can I do? Gee, it's all fine and dandy, sugar candy, when I've got you. Then I only see the sunny side. Trouble has its funny side. When you're gone, sugar candy, I get so lonesome, I get so blue. But when you're handy, it's so fine and dandy. But when you're gone, I'm blue, so very, very blue. But when you're gone, what can
Edie Gourmet, and it's fine and dandy with me. Yeah. I promised we'd do a little encore from Teddy Wilson tonight. So we'll close with Teddy here, with Joe Jones on drums and Milt Hinton playing the bass. Fine and dandy. On WGLT Normal, Illinois, Evening Jazz keeps on cooking after an NPR News update. Dave Brubeck and Paul Desmond do their thing after the news. Kate McGarry, Chet Baker, Stan Getz, all coming up. Hope that's fine and dandy with you. I'll see you next Thursday night. Thanks for listening to another Radio Munson.